In the first 344, there was no cost for operation and maintenance cost. So you mean there's no reason to do operation? But this new one, it has suddenly come in at some 20-something million. There's something called development cost. It didn't exist under the original one. How come? It exists. What is worse is that there's something called contingency. $49 million. I mean, that is what I call questionable. But think about it.
Dubious.
Thank you. My lawyer says I can use dubious, because if I'm taken to court, he'll defend me. I think this is not the best. You see, and if, assuming without admitting that there's value for money, we are not getting the power. We are not getting the power. I'm sure you in the press know. One of them, is it that Mary? A couple of weeks ago, somebody reported we're paying them $9 million for no output. Because what have we done? We have signed an agreement that we will supply them with gas. We owe NGAS. We owe WAPCO. We owe ZRA owes Ghana Gas. Then we say it's people saboteur in Nigeria. What does this have to do with it? You owe. That is not credible. So I think that this is what we are talking about. Yes, we want stable electricity at a reasonable price. We've been paying higher tariffs. Remember, the PUIC gave us 59.5, and then under the electricity energy service levy, another 10% was brought. We are paying. This morning, before I left the house, my lights went off. No planning. This is real. Businesses are collapsing. So we don't think this is fair. They have been asking the IMF to do a special deal and give them budget support of $200 million. Budget support for you to spend the way you want to spend. So you are programmed in your budget. It is not available. That's $200 million. So the IMF alone, the delays will amount to $360 million that should have come. But right now it is not there. Very likely what will happen is that to pay your salaries, you may have to go and borrow till it comes. From the World Bank, at least $75 million budget support. Now, budget support, let me emphasize, you can do what you want with it, including paying wages. You see, the minister has admitted that revenue is not as robust, so you need that money. African Development Fund, $49 million. Delay. Now, we are talking over $400 million, isn't it? About $1.6 billion that you don't have, but you are expecting to use. What are you going to do? Unless maybe they'll come and bring more taxes, we don't know. That is the practical effect. Now, this is only what is known. I mentioned those three because the way they work, they are partners. They are all together. So if IMF is not ready, World Bank will not be ready, ADB, the earliest we're told that ADB will go to their board is October. Look, we are going to an election. We can't afford even for 10 million cities to be delayed. It's a practical effect. And what may happen, you panic, then you go to the market and borrow, they'll charge you a higher interest rate until the money comes. So that's the practical effect.